This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Israel's ambassador to the United Nations accused Palestinian Islamist group Hamas of war crimes, vowing that it was time to obliterate Hamas terror infrastructure as the UN Security Council met to discuss the conflict yesterday. In a dramatic assault launched from the Palestinian enclave of Gaza, Hamas militants stormed into Israeli towns, killing more than 700 Israelis and escaping with dozens of hostages in the deadliest day for Israel since the 1973 war. "These are war crimes, blatant documented war crimes," said Israeli UN Ambassador Gilad Erdan ahead of the closed-door meeting of the 15-member Security Council meeting in New York. Israel pounded Gaza, killing hundreds of people in retaliation. Erdan appealed for the international community to fully support Israel and condemn the actions of Hamas. United Arab Emirates UN Ambassador Lana Nusaybeh said the council also discussed the applicability of international humanitarian law and the protection of the civilians. The world leaders have condemned the attack on Israel by Hamas terrorist group. Union Minister of State for External Affairs V. Muralidharan urged the Indians stranded in Israel to contact the Indian embassy there if they require any assistance. He was talking to the media in Kochi, Kerala yesterday. Meanwhile, Air India has cancelled its flights to and from Tel Aviv till the 14th of this month. In a social media post, the airline said its flights to and from Tel Aviv will remain suspended till Saturday for the safety of passengers and crew. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke with the U.S. President Joe Biden yesterday, who showed his unconditional support to his country. Earlier, Prime Minister Netanyahu also spoke with other world leaders, including German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who also supported the Israeli side for defending its country. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu thanked Biden for the unreserved support and stressed that a prolonged campaign is necessary. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar held a meeting with Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan yesterday. He thanked her for appreciating Prime Minister Narendra Modi's initiative for the inclusion of African Union as a permanent member in the G20. President of Tanzania Samia Suluhu Hassan arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a four-day state visit to India. This is the first visit to India since the assumption of the office of president. Tanzanian president will be accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Thereafter, she will participate in the wreath-laying ceremony to be held at the Rajghat. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh will visit Italy and France from today till the 12th of October. During the first leg of his two-nation visit, the minister is scheduled to meet Italian Defence Minister Guido Crosetto in Rome. The relationship between India and Italy was elevated to a strategic partnership in March this year during the visit of the Italian Prime Minister to India. In the second leg of his tour, Mr. Singh will conduct the 5th annual defence dialogue with his counterpart, French Minister of Armed Forces Sébastien Lecornu, in Paris. India and France recently celebrated 25 years of strategic partnership. India and Saudi Arabia have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, in the fields of electrical interconnections, green and clean hydrogen and supply chains. The MOU was signed between the Union Minister for Power and New and Renewable Energy, R.K. Singh, and the Minister of Energy, Government of Saudi Arabia, Abdulaziz bin Salman Al Saud, on the sidelines of the Middle East and North Africa, MENA, Climate Week in Riyadh. The MOU aims to establish a general framework for cooperation between the two countries in the field of electrical interconnection, exchange of electricity during peak times and emergencies, co-production of green and clean hydrogen and renewable energy. In the ICC Men's World Cup Cricket, India beat Australia by 6 wickets in their first game of World Cup 2023 to start their campaign on a winning note at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium last night. Chasing a target of 200 runs set by Australia, India made 201 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in 41.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.